And I've got a Hall of Famer for you. Pro Football Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame, 9-time All-Pro, 11-time Pro Bowler, 200 career sacks, most all-time. Bruce Smith, A Football Life, premieres Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. The NFL 100 All-Time Team Series continues Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network, and it reveals the defensive linemen and linebackers who made that team. We are joined right now by Bruce Smith. Bruce, it's nice to have you back on. How are you?
Jim, it's good to be back on, and I haven't talked to you in a while. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to you and all of your listeners.
You too, Bruce. Great to hear your voice, and so nice to have you back. I'm thrilled to talk to you, and there's so many things that we could talk about, especially as it relates to being the subject of A Football Life. But let me take you back, and I want to reference your Hall of Fame speech. It was 1985. You had arrived at minicamp, and you and Andre Reed, you see dark clouds off in the distance, and then within minutes, there's rain, there's hail, there's snow, Bruce. What was going through your mind when all of that was happening?
And then I said, what the hell have I gotten myself into? Yeah, I had never seen weather that extreme before in all of my life, whereas I saw rain, hail, and then snow come down all in a matter of 30 minutes, and then the sun came back out. But it was quite an experience and a wake-up call for me, and I got to tell you, it's a wonderful place to play football and be appreciated by all of your hard work and your efforts and your dedication to the game.
We're talking to Bruce Smith. He's a Hall of Famer. Bills Mafia, I know you're thrilled to hear that too. So your first season in Buffalo, the team goes 2-14, but you were there, Andre Reed was there, Daryl Talley was there, and the next year Jim Kelly arrives. When did you start to get the sense that something really special could happen with this group?
Well, we started putting the pieces together, I believe, in that 85 draft. We already had staples like Daryl Talley and Fred Smerlis was there, and Jim Haslett and a few other guys that were mainstays for that team for a number of years. But then they understood they had to upgrade the talent at key positions. And obviously, the two most important positions on a football team is a quarterback and a pass rusher. By far, those are the two most important positions on a team. So once we started going down that road, we sealed Andre Reed in the draft in 85. We got Jim Kelly in I believe, 86, 87. We got Marv Levy on board in 86, and then got Thurman Thomas. So we strategically put players on the team, as well as coaches and front office. We had already had Bill Polian, who really orchestrated putting this team together. And one thing started happening, and I think a few of the final pieces was the acquisition of Steve Tasker, who I feel is the greatest special teams player, all-around special teams player that has ever played the game, and Cornelius Bennett. Once we were able to put all those pieces together, we started gelling and coming together as a team, and we started learning how to become a pro under the leadership of Marv Levy, and that's when our career started taking off.
Hall of Famer Bruce Smith is joining us here in the jungle. Bruce, you mentioned Steve Tasker, and as part of the documentary, Tasker talks about how you grew into, quote, an icon, Mount Rushmore, a leader of men, a guy you could just get behind, just a completely different human being, end quote. That is amazing praise. What does it mean to you to hear a teammate talk about you with that kind of love and respect?
Yeah, it was very humbling, and I was honored to be able to be thought of in those terms. But it didn't come easy. There was a maturation process. I was a young kid. I was 20 years old when I was drafted. Actually, I was told 2 months prior to the draft that I was going to be the number one pick in the draft. So that was a foregone conclusion. When the draft actually rolled around, became an instant millionaire at the age of 20 years old. But I didn't know how to be a pro. I had so much to learn. I was green and wet behind the ears, and And it was a process for me. And that process included my teammates like Daryl Taylor. That process included Marv Levy teaching each and every one of us how to be a pro. I remember some of the childish and sometimes immature things that I would do, particularly when I sacked the quarterback my first and second year. I would dance over the quarterback and so forth. Well, that's not being a pro. It's okay to be excited. It's okay to show that you're enthused and so forth. But shortly after Marv came and he started instilling those kind of traits and behavior patterns within us, I started helping the quarterback up. But I tell him that I'll be back real soon. And those are the things that I learned under the leadership and the coaching of Marv Levy and general manager Bill Polian, and just learning how to be a professional.
Bruce Smith is a Hall of Famer. Bruce Smith, The Football Life, premieres Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. You know, Bruce, as part of being a leader, I mean, I don't want to embarrass you with a bunch of stories from teammates talking about what you meant to them, but there is one more. Scott Norwood said that after he missed the kick in Super Bowl 25, you went to his hotel room and you told him, quote, "It wasn't you, Scotty," and you gave him a huge hug. Norwood said how much that meant to him. Why was that something that was so important for you to do?
Well, I just knew he had the weight of the world on his shoulders, and while most probably turned their backs and wanted to abandon him, that's not the time to treat a person that way. Obviously, you know, we would have wanted him to make that kick. Unfortunately, he didn't make the kick, and we have to live with the consequences. Having said that, we all could have done something, one play a little bit better, executed a play a little bit better. In my particular case, when I got that sack and the safety in the end zone, I got a 15-yard penalty for excessive celebration. So I looked upon myself in saying that I could have done something a little bit better to provide a better outcome for the game. And if we all looked at ourselves and thought of it in terms of what could we have done to change the outcome of the game so we wouldn't have been put in that situation, I think they would have felt the same way I felt. But I think the world of Scott Norwood, it's unfortunate he missed the kick, and that's probably what he will always be remembered by. But I'm a guy that looked. I'm an optimist. I look at the cup as being half full instead of half empty. I think we had a historic team, one in which history has treated us kindly over the years.
And Bruce, I've always said this, and I was never trying to be flip. I mean, I meant this. I think it takes a hell of a good football team to lose four Super Bowls, and I mean that sincerely. That was a great, great team. Even if you didn't get that one, it takes a damn good football team to lose four Super Bowls. You know, let me ask you before you go about Jim Kelly. He comes on the show quite a bit, and one of the things that he's mentioned is the trips that some of you guys take. And there's that great story from a few years back. Before Kelly had his jersey retired, you all got together in Sonoma, and at one point you said to him, "Jim, how do you get your jersey retired before us? You weren't even the best player on that team." And quote, he thought that was hilarious. He loved that, Bruce. What do you remember about that conversation, and what's it like when you guys do get together?
Oh man, I got to tell you, when we get together, we just think outside of the box and we rag on one another, and it's just that family type of atmosphere that you have that special relation and that brotherhood that exists, that you just enjoy the laughter and the moments and the trips to Sonoma, Napa Valley to go out and just spend some quality time with your teammates and so forth. But, you know, one point I would like to bring up before we wrap up.
You bet.
You know, shooting this football life was one of the most difficult times in my life because the moment, the day that we were supposed to do this shoot, I found out that my best friend, one of my dearest and best friends in the whole world, was just hit by a car at 5 a.m. in the morning, and that was the champ, Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker. We went to high school together. We grew up together. And I had to continue with the shoot. The shoot was supposed to start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't get myself together because I was so distraught and I was heartbroken. But it was a very difficult shoot to get through, knowing that I had lost one of my best friends that I had ever had in this whole world. And I still think about him every day. Every day that I drive down that street, I look over at that corner in remembrance of my dear friend, Pernell Sweepy Whitaker, the champ.
Bruce Smith, my guest. Bruce, since you mentioned that, before I let you go, Sweepy, he was such a great fighter. He was such a great fighter. And the fact that you guys grew up together, can you remember what was that time like when you guys were young and you had dreams of taking over the world and dominating your respective sports? What kind of thoughts and discussions would you guys have back in the day? What was it like?
Well, pound for pound, he was the greatest fighter in that era. And it was incredible. We never thought about taking over the world, but we thought of becoming the best that our sport had ever seen at that point in time. We knew where we came from, which was the inner city in Norfolk, Virginia. We knew the challenges and the obstacles that we faced and we overcame. We understood who we were representing in Norfolk, and it made us so proud to be from this area, and particularly Booker T. Washington High School, to have a world champion and an Olympic gold boxer coming out of that high school, and to have the number one player picked in the NFL draft coming out of Booker T. Washington High School. So we were representing the hometown, this region, and I just tell you, it was a bond like you've never seen before. When we get together, it would just be so much laughter and love that was spread around, not just between us, but people could see it and feel it and understood that this was real. This was as real as it could be.
Bruce Smith, A Football Life, premieres Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. The NFL 100 All-Time Team Series continues Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network, and they're going to reveal the defensive linemen and linebackers who made that team. He's a Hall of Famer. Bruce, it is so good to get caught up. It is great to hear your voice, and I'm so glad we could have this time together. I really appreciate that, bro. Bruce, very much.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too, Bruce. Great to get caught up. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your thoughts on Sweepy.